4 points with two games to go. I'm joined actually by the Sheffield Wednesday midfielder Giles Coke to discuss this further. Giles, what do you make of that situation then? It is 4 points, there is two to go. It's been such an unpredictable league, you can't rest on your laurels, but there is a cushion there, isn't there?
Yeah, there is a cushion, but obviously it's not really ideal what in the situation we're in. We wanted to take the 3 points today, but you know, it's a point closer to safety, so you know, we take the point and we move on.
You had a real go in that second half, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, I think the first 10 minutes we started well, but then after that we weren't winning second balls, we weren't getting closer to our man, and they kind of dominated the first half, I think, to be honest with you. But in the second half, I think we got a bollock in and we came back and we showed that. Sorry about that.
It's okay. You've already apologised for it, but do apologise for the use of language.
Sorry about that.
But you know what I mean. You were told off.
We were told off, yeah. But yeah, in the second half, I think we came out and we, you know, we put in a good performance.
Yeah, and I just wanted to talk about the goal to start with, because Dave said, you know, very disappointing goal to give away, because I think it was just so basic, wasn't it? The long throw comes in and you've got one of the smallest players on the pitch stood at the near post and he kind of just bundles it in.
Yeah, you know, I think we all weren't happy with that. Like you said, it was the smallest person on the pitch who scored, you know, and we should have dealt with it, to be honest with you.
But as we've talked about, the second half performance was good. Did you get a view of the disallow goal from where you were?
No, I didn't, but we've looked at it in the change room after, and he is onside. So, you know, we're not happy with that. But, you know, sometimes you get these decisions, sometimes you don't. So, you know, we have to deal with it and move on.
You look to me like a player who's playing with a lot of confidence at the moment. I mean, is that just built up because you've been playing regular games in the Championship? What would you put it down to?
Well, I think you could say that, yeah. You know, I think any player you ask, if you're playing regularly, you're going to get confidence from playing. So, you know, I'm the same. I'm really enjoying my football at the moment. And yeah, just to be honest, I don't want the season to finish, but you know, it's got to finish at some point.
Have you been given more flexibility to sort of improvise and, you know, put some influence down there? Because it seemed at times, you know, you're in tight spots, you've not given it away to a teammate straight away, you've held on to it, you've beaten a couple of men. Is that something that Dave Jones has encouraged you to do?
Yeah, I think he encourages all of us, not just myself. You know, he tells all the players to express themselves, you know, and go out there and enjoy it. And you know, I think we've got really good players at the club, and, you know, we just need someone really. And I think we've got that, you know, in Dave Jones, that is telling us to express ourselves, and we're putting it out there on the pitch.
What's it like playing next to the big guy? I bet that helps as well.
Yeah, you know, he's an ox, you know, he's so strong, the nicest man ever, and I'm really enjoying it.
In terms of your future, I know that we've talked about this before, how much would you love to stay at Sheffield Wednesday?
Yeah, of course, you know, I'm really happy here. I've always said that I've wanted to stay, so, you know, it's not in my hands, obviously, but, you know, I'm waiting for the call.
When you play like this, though, there must be part of you that feels inside, I must be offered something, or you must feel confident about that.
Well, you know, in football, you can't really think like that, because football can change like that. Like, look at in my situation, for example, where I was completely out of the picture, and then I'm back in and playing. Do you know what I mean? So I don't really think like that. I take game by game, and, you know, hopefully I can just put in good performances and try and help the club.
Did you always believe, if you were given the opportunity, that you could prove yourself at this level?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'd like to think that, you know, every player believes it, but you need to actually do it. And, you know, I'm very happy that all the staff have given me that opportunity to prove it.
Just finally, what happens after a game when you're in a sort of a relegation scrap like this, and there's maybe sort of like six or seven teams who are battling to stay up? What do you do? Do you come in and just sort of have a moment to talk about the game? Do you immediately, maybe, I don't know, get a phone out or something and see what the other scores are? What happens in that situation?
Well, to be honest, it's probably normal. The TV's on straight away. We're looking at the other results, you know, because we want to be safe. And, you know, the first thing we do, see how Barnsley, Peterborough, everyone else around us has got on. And I think some of the results went our way. So, you know, it's still 4 points. But, you know, I think if we can get one win, obviously, from the next two, we're safe. And we're very confident we can do that.
Top man. Cheers. Giles
Coke. Cheers. Thank you very much.
Joining us live on BBC Radio Sheffield, Giles Coke played particularly well today, I thought. Wednesday fans, get in touch now. 0114279.